sure.
But, well, I mean, clearly the market will have to get more reliable, and I think it is getting more reliable. There's a lot of realization that dodgy offsets are dodgy offsets. What will be interesting, I mean, in a sense, it's a little bit like, you know, bad money drives out good. If you can get the same credit for doing something that isn't as robust in terms of offsets, then why would you do something proper? And I think what we see now, particularly with direct air capture and storage, where you can verify the permanent removal and it's in the geosphere rather than the biosphere, I think there's becoming to be a differentiation. I had somebody dealing in the offset market say it's the gold standard. And I think if you look at, for example, the investments by Microsoft was one recently in actually engineered removals rather than biogenic removals, then we are seeing a difference. And yes, we will see, obviously, certainly within countries, you'll have to get government intervention to make sure that when a country says that it's meeting its net zero targets or interim targets on the way, that it's doing that by means which is considered a robust and legitimate. But I will say, I think, and sorry, Chair, I'm taking too long, but the voluntary market, it does have a really big influence. And I think there's also a really enormous impact coming when you get people saying, oh, I want to fly across the Atlantic for a wedding. And it's like, well, come on, guys. Yeah, you're welcome to do that, but that CO2 needs not to stay in the atmosphere, and it needs to do it robustly. And I think the realization that you can't just pay a few quid for a few pounds for a nominal bit of tree planting or something like that, that you've actually got to do it properly, I think that will start to come in. And I think we will see emitting CO2 and not recapturing it robustly become as unacceptable as smoking in shared places.
Great, thank you. Thank you, Professor Gibbons.